Have you ever collected toad eggs and hatched tadpoles? Or watched baby ladybugs hatching from eggs? That's what my family has been doing this week. It's the perfect season for nature study, and we invite you to join us for Magnify, a wild and wonderful summer adventure by Nat Theo. Discover God's creation right where you live as you find frogs, butterflies, animal tracks, birds, and so much more. Become a junior naturalist for God's kingdom. Join today at nattheo.com/magnify to access the full summer guide and tune in for live video classes where you will learn from me and share your discoveries with other students. Don't wait. Join today, start exploring, and get ready for our live video classes in Magnify at nattheo.com/magnify or the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Hey, listeners. We love receiving curious questions from you kids about God's wild and wonderful world. And today, we are answering some of those questions on air. If you have curious nature questions, go to erinlynham.com/ask or the link in our show notes to submit them. If the listener question inbox is currently closed, that's because we have a really big problem. We have so many great questions that we can't fit any more in the inbox. But don't worry, just check back soon. Before we get to today's questions, let's thank our sponsor who made this special episode possible, Masterbooks. If you are looking for a history and geography curriculum that feels more like an adventure story than a dry textbook, check out Masterbooks America's Story Series by Angela Odell, the host of the Real Cool History for Kids podcast. These full-color books use a gentle, Charlotte Mason-inspired narrative to walk kids in grades 3 to 6 through American history, from the ancient Americas and the founding of America through the Civil War and the Great Gold Rush and into modern times. This series is packed with beautiful historic illustrations, photographs, and maps that help kids picture where events happened and how the United States grew. History and geography books by Masterbooks help us glimpse God's plans and purposes from the beginning of time and how he cares for his creation and children, inspire meaningful family discussions, and glimpse God's hand in history at masterbooks.com or at the link in our show notes. All right, let's answer some curious questions from you kids. Here's our first question.
Hi. My name is Jess. I'm 6 years old, and I want to know, can elephants swim?
That is a great question, Jess. Can elephants swim? It might not look like elephants would be able to swim, because they are huge, but God made them to be strong swimmers. One study by the Journal of Biogeography stated that elephants have been recorded swimming as far as 30 miles or 48 kilometers. How can elephants swim so far? They use their powerful legs as sort of doggy paddles or elephant paddles through the water. And they can use their trunk like a snorkel. Isn't that funny? They can stick it up out of the water so they can breathe while swimming. Elephants often swim across bodies of water to get to a new place, but they also swim and wade in the water to cool off. They seem to like playing and splashing in water for fun, just like you might like to play in the water on a hot day. If you want to learn more about God's design in elephants, listen to Lesson 80, Why Do Elephants Squeak? Thanks for the great question. Here's our next one.
Hello, my name is Olive, and I am 5 years old, and I live in Oklahoma, and I want to know how parrots can talk. Thank you.
Good question, Olive. How can parrots talk? I love listening to birds sing and make chirps and calls. My family enjoys watching and listening to many birds in our yard every day, but parrots take talking to an extreme. Parrots are able to talk by imitating sounds they hear. A pet parrot or a parrot in a zoo listens to the things people say and then parrots or copies it back. This behavior is called vocal learning. Parrots in the wild also imitate sounds they hear. They just don't hear human speech like they would in a home or at a zoo. Parrots are able to produce the sounds to talk through a special organ. Humans and most animals have an organ called a larynx, and that's what allows us to speak and animals to make sounds. Birds also have a larynx, but God designed some of them with another special organ called a syrinx, which produces a bird's complex songs and a parrot's talking. Thanks for your great question, Olive. Here's our next question.
Hi, my name is William, and I am 5 years old, Ontario, Canada. Now I can know how do cows make milk, and why isn't it the color that the cow is the milk?
That's a really fun question, William. How do cows make milk, and why isn't the milk the color of the cow? In many homes, the milk people buy in the grocery store to drink or maybe pour over your cereal in the morning comes from dairy cows. God designed female cows to make milk to feed their babies, but their milk can also be healthy for us to enjoy. In fact, God designed many animals in a large category called mammals to make milk for their babies. It's a wonderful food full of nutrients and fats to help their babies grow, all by God's design. Here's how it works in cows. After eating food, the cow's food is broken down and it moves through its 4 stomach compartments. After the cow's food goes through each of its stomach compartments, it moves into the cow's intestines, where the nutrients are absorbed into the cow's blood. The blood moves the nutrients into the udders, where special cells use the nutrients to produce milk. Milk is white instead of the color of the cow because of reflected waves of light. In lesson 109, we learned that colored waves of light can be refracted and absorbed. The light waves that are reflected back to our eyes make something appear a certain color. Milk is mostly water, but it also contains proteins and fats. When waves of light hit these molecules, all the light waves scatter, making the milk look white. Unless, of course, you mix in chocolate or strawberry syrup.
Yummy.
If you want to learn more about light and color, check out lesson 109, What is Light? Thanks, William. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. Here's our next question.
Hi, my name is Eva. I am 8 years old and I live in Manitoba, Canada. And I would like to know how eggs come out of birds. Bye.
Good question, Eva. How do eggs come out of birds? God designed a several-step process for an egg to be formed inside a bird before it is laid. First, a special egg cell inside a female bird's ovary gets bigger and travels through a tube called the oviduct. In the oviduct, the egg might be fertilized. If it is fertilized, a baby bird will later hatch from that egg. If not, the egg will still be laid, but no bird will hatch from it. This is like the eggs that you might enjoy for breakfast. As the egg continues to travel through the oviduct, the proteins that make the egg whites are added around the middle, that yolk of the egg. Finally, the material that will form the hard shell is added to the outside. Once the egg has all of its pieces and the shell has hardened around it, the egg is pushed out through the bird's cloaca, a special organ that eggs, scat, and urine all come out of. That might seem a little gross, but think about all those incredible systems inside the bird that God designed so that more birds can be hatched and we can enjoy tasty, nutritious eggs. Thanks for calling in, Eva. Keep learning more about God's wild and wonderful world. Here's our next question.
Hi, my name is Molly Knight. I went to 4 years old, and I want to learn how what sound do turtles make.
Yep, what sound do turtles make?
I'm so glad you asked this, Molly May. What sound do turtles make? I love turtles, and I had a pet turtle for many years. He never made many sounds, but I do remember one sound he did make, a hissing sound, when he pulled his legs and head into his shell. It wasn't a hiss like my pet cat would make when he's angry, but instead was the sound of air blowing out of my turtle's lungs when he tucked himself tight inside the shell. Many animals have vocal cords that they use to make sounds, but not turtles. For a long time, scientists thought that turtles didn't make any noises because they don't have vocal cords. But studies have now shown that turtles make a variety of sounds, including hisses, grunts, chirps, clicks, snorts, and squeaks. One study found that some species of turtles communicate underwater by making a kind of clicking noise. Another study found that baby turtles communicate to one another before hatching from their eggs by making a clicking noise. So although God designed turtles without vocal cords, he gave them their own special language so they can communicate with each other. Thank you for the great question. Stay curious about God's amazing turtles. And if you want to learn more, listen to lesson 31. What is the difference between a turtle and a tortoise? Here's our next question.
My name's Ezekiel. I'm 7 years old. I'm from Nebraska, and I'm curious about how do flamingos stand on one leg and know how to sleep on it?
You know, Ezekiel, when we are tired, we probably would not think about standing up on one leg to sleep. But this is a natural pose for flamingos. And listen to this. It might actually take them less energy to stand on one leg instead of two. That's certainly not true for me. I use a lot more energy trying to balance on one leg. But as scientists have studied flamingo legs, they discovered a special design. Flamingos can rest on one leg because their bodies are designed for easy balance. When a flamingo tucks one leg up, the other leg lines up so its joints and tendons hold the body with almost no effort, like a clever built-in stand. It's not only flamingos that do this. Other birds, including ducks, geese, and swans, also do. But we certainly notice it more on flamingos because of their long legs. When a flamingo stands and rests using only one leg, they lean slightly forward, so their foot on the ground is directly centered beneath their large body to balance them. While scientists have been able to figure out how flamingos balance and rest on one leg, they're still not exactly sure why they rest in this curious and interesting way. It might have to do with saving body heat to stay warm, or to save energy by using their locking mechanism instead of muscles to balance. Whatever the reason flamingos have for their great balancing act, I also think God simply wanted to give us a big, beautiful pink bird to catch our attention and to make us curious, which is what inspired your great question, Ezekiel. You see, it's questions like these that make us look closer at nature. And when we do, we discover God's designs. Scientists are learning things about nature all the time that they didn't know before, and we can do the same. In fact, science began as a pursuit of God. When people started looking closer at nature to better understand what God has made. Just as we read in Romans 1:20, listen closely. There are things about him, God, that people cannot see. His eternal power and all the things that make him God. But since the beginning of the world, those things have been easy to understand by what God has made. Listeners, stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world and keep asking your wonderful nature questions. Always keep learning more about the wonders God has made. Thank you, Jess, Olive, William, Eva, Molly Mae, and Ezekiel for your great questions. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all looking for